Welcome, everybody, to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
And you are Riding with Rose Hill.
The podcast, coming to you live from the hill here in Cypress, Texas, will take place once a week where Mitch and I will discuss a wide variety of topics. Life, love, sex, drugs,
and rock and roll.
And all other things mythical and mystical about life in the music business. We'd also like to encourage everybody that if you have a specific topic you'd like Mitch and I to discuss,
just send it on into our Facebook page. Let the podcast begin.
Hello again and welcome back to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. Blake and Mitch here coming to you from the hill in Cypress, Texas. How you doing, Mitch?
Pretty good for a Thursday night.
Feeling good for a Thursday, huh? How's the weather?
It's hot.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. It's enjoyable weather.
I guess so.
What'd you say?
Houston weather.
Yeah, it's pretty good for early March. We've got Riding with Rose Hill's own frequent guest. I think actually our only guest ever be on the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. Mr. Corey Pendleton is in the building, everybody.
Hey, yeah. Yeah.
Give it up for Corey. Corey J is sitting in. I think the three of us are going out on the road by ourselves this weekend. We got two acoustic shows. We're going to be in San Antonio tomorrow night, or I guess tonight is when you'll hear this. And in Austin at Southern Thread's new store at the Domain.
Check it out. Making a pit stop through Corey and I's old stomping grounds, San Marcos, Texas, and for a little bit of the Tap Room.
And you've educated Rose Hill fans on the Tap Room. They're fully up to date. It will be an event. So we're not going to tell you what time it is because we really don't want you stopping by while we're eating there. These two guys in this room with me take their Tap Room really, really serious.
No talking.
No. Not when, especially when the food gets there. So, we're going to have a good time. By the way, if you're in the Austin area, Southern Thread has two new freaking awesome stores. Stop by, get some clothes. They got some great, great stuff there. So, if you're in the area, stop by. And if you're in the area at 7 o'clock on Saturday, stop by the one at the Domain. That's where we'll be. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Had a great weekend at Barbecue Cook-Off. Three nights. A little bit of a marathon in shows, but it was a good time nonetheless. I would say so, everybody. We got through okay, right, fellas?
It was enjoyable. It seemed to get better every night.
Right?
Yeah, it was fun.
Stole some free booze.
we'd like to give a big thanks to the Texas Tornado Cookers.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having us out.
It was a good time.
For sure. But a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. The Oscars were this weekend. I thought they sucked, which really was bad because I'm a James Franco fan and usually he's funny and he was terrible.
Yeah, I think they suck every year. So. Well,
I don't watch them.
Do you remember the years when Billy Crystal used to host?
Yeah, I don't like Billy Crystal.
Do you not like Billy Crystal?
I play music. I don't make movies.
Okay, touche. They didn't watch the Oscars. Sorry, fellas. We can't give you an Oscars update, but I will give you an update on the most interesting thing that has happened in the world, period. Screw the fighting in Libya. The most interesting thing happening in the world right now is Charlie effing Sheen. Tell me you guys have seen some of these interviews.
It's a beautiful train wreck.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh my gosh, I can't stop watching.
I wish I had tiger blood.
Or Adonis DNA for that matter.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, me and my wife DVR'd it because we didn't want the kids to see it and made time to go watch this interview. And when they asked him about his bender in Vegas, and he said it was, this exact quote, he said it was epic, made Sinatra, Jagger, and Richards look like pussies. I almost pissed my pants. I couldn't believe he said that on national television.
Can you say that word on the podcast?
Well, you can certainly say it on television, so I'm sure we can get away with it on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah, he's definitely at the top of his game. I mean, he's now a verb. I mean, I'm going to go out cheating this weekend.
Do y'all think that he's pulling a Joaquin Phoenix type deal? Or do you think this is, legit?
If he is, he's really committed to it.
I don't think he's pulling, an actual prank. I think this is just who he really is, and he's tired of putting on the face for everybody. And he's just
fired his publicist, so
she
must have been really good at her job to keep this under wraps if this is how he's been forever.
It was a he. He's been his publicist for 20 years, and the dude just up and quit. Said, screw it. I can't do it anymore. But I just think it's hilarious.
He was probably just mad that Charlie wouldn't share some of his tiger blood.
Apparently.
I mean, it's great to watch.
You know, it's like working for a vampire. You know, after so long, you just kind of, you're like, man, this isn't worth it. You gonna bite me or what?
You know? A lot of people are like banking, every year, somebody young celebrity dies. It's a shame. And everybody's talking about Charlie Sheen. This dude is the American version of Keith Richards. Never going to die. No matter what,
he's got tiger's blood.
Well, there's two other things that cracked me up. They talked to him about the time. They talked to him about the New York hotel room, and they said, "Why did you do that?" He goes, "Ambien, hello, the devil's aspirin," and I just couldn't handle that line. That cracked me up. And then the one where he talks about, I guess he was born and he was not breathing, had no heartbeat when he was born. And he goes, yeah, I had the cord wrapped around my neck and everything. They pull me out and the doctors try to shake me. My dad tried to bring Catholicism in there and the doctor said, put the damn Bible down and come do your job. And then the doctor just beat me until I started breathing. I took my first breath and went, sup world, bring it. I just started cracking up. Anyway, so if you have not seen the Charlie Sheen interviews, please go on YouTube. They are well worth the watch. And I don't know what CBS's problem is. The guy's gone crazy, and the rerun of 2.5 Men, the rerun on Monday, was the highest rated show Monday night.
Yeah.
Just milk it. Bring the dude back on the show.
He's a gold mine.
I'm telling you.
He's hotter now than he ever has been.
So, but that's not what the podcast is about today. Sorry we went on Charlie Sheen rant. She's been cracking me up all week. But yesterday was the 2nd, correct? March 2nd, yeah, something like that. It had to have been yesterday, right? Yeah. Yesterday marked the 175th anniversary of Texas independence from Mexico. Come on, guys. This is our homeland.
It is exciting.
You know what I'm saying? 175 years. Woo! So this whole podcast is dedicated to our great state of Texas. Mitch was not born in Texas, but he got here as fast as he could, right, Mitch?
That's right.
Honorary Texan. Coming back. Well, I've only lived in Texas, and I love this state. And of course, it really is its own world. I mean, we've had the podcast about Texas football and how that's its own religion almost. And then we have this wonderful music scene that we're in that give people from even outside of Texas a place, a forum, if you will, to play their music and jam and show it to Texas people. I will tell you, speaking of, Texas music fans are like nobody else in the world, man. Talk about loyalty. It's just so great to live in this state. So we're going to celebrate Texas independence by telling you a few fun facts about the state of Texas. And I am going to quiz Mitch and Corey here and find out if they've been doing their homework on this great state we live in.
I don't like tests, Blake.
You don't like, I know you don't like tests. Damn the man. But I'm going to give it to you anyways. Mitch, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to give you the easiest one on the list. If you don't get it, nobody's holding any grudges here. It is what it is. Mitch, what is the nickname, the state nickname of the state of Texas?
Lone Star State?
Boom! 2 points, Mitch, right off the bat.
I thought that was like a trick question.
No!
Yeah, no, it's too easy. I start thinking about it.
Yeah, we are the Lone Star State. That's where a single star on the flag. You know, it makes sense.
One for one.
I'm going to give this one to Corey, and he's going to be really pissed because this is one of the ones I wouldn't have known. Corey, believe it or not, there is a state shell of Texas. What is it?
What kind of shell are you talking about?
Like a seashell, like a state shell.
Conch shell.
No, I don't know what it is. It's called a lightning whelk.
Lightning whelk, yeah.
Yeah, way off. I would have never known which one that is.
That's zero for me.
So this is not trivia. This is just a talk about. I mean, one of the most famous battles in American history was not even a part of American history, really, because we were trying to fight for our independence. But it is the Alamo, right?
Right.
I mean, that people outside of Texas. I mean, when I meet people outside of Texas, they know everything there is to know about the Alamo, which I think is cool. It's one of the great places. Have you ever visited the Alamo?
Yes.
Corey?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Multiple times?
Several times.
Absolutely. I heard this the other day, and I kind of wanted to run by Corey. Apparently, there was one male survivor from the Alamo, and I think he only survived because Colonel Travis sent him to go inform.
Once again.
Boom! You were worried about this test.
Oh, was that a question?
No. Once again. Absolutely. I just heard that the other day. I couldn't believe it.
He got snuck out and went to go look for somebody's.
Well, he didn't. From what I heard, Travis gave him the famous letter that he sent to Sam Houston.
Yes, he did, but that he snuck out. Cover,
like liberty or death or whatever, you know. It's just so many cool stories around him. I mean, the line in the sand, I mean, you had characters like Bowie and Davy Crockett and Milam. I mean, that's just sorry, I didn't mean to break into an emotional story.
Nah, John Wayne was there.
Billy Bob Thornton was playing his fiddle, you know. All right, Mitch, what great city, well, I don't know if it's great, but What city in this great state of Texas was Dr. Pepper invented?
Dublin. Waco,
Texas. 2 points. Dude, you're on fire. What are you worried about this Texas trade? The guy hates tests, but he's just kicking tail. All right, back over to you, Corey. What state in the Union? By the way, for those that are listening that are not from the state of Texas, there is a famous ranch here in Texas called the King Ranch, and it's freaking massive. It runs most of the coastline
of
South Texas.
Most of South Texas, yeah.
Basically, is the King Ranch. Corey, what state in the Union is the King Ranch bigger than?
Rhode Island.
2 points, Corey.
Hey. You're on fire.
I don't know if you heard that one, Mitch.
Coney Island? Love their hot dogs.
I'm sure it's bigger than Coney Island as well, but next question. One of the battles in Texas, if I'm not mistaken, Corey, correct me if I'm wrong. The Texans stole a cannon from Santa Ana or from the Mexican army.
Yep.
And they held it in a town and raised a flag with a picture of a cannon on it that said, come and take it.
Gonzales?
Name that town, Mitch.
Is it Gonzales?
It is.
It is Gonzales? I thought it was Goliad.
No, it's Gonzales.
Stump the fucking stuff, the teacher. Good job, Mitch. Gonzales.
Yeah, I'll back you on that. Definitely Gonzales.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, come take it.
Why?
Yeah,
because no, we were massacred at Goliad.
Yeah, the massacre of Goliad. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now,
yeah, so I remember more of this from 7th grade Texas history.
See? You're all in it. Here's another random fun fact during this trivia. El Paso is closer to Needles, California than it is to Dallas, Texas. I'll tell you how big our state is. By the way, I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of... Think about 800 miles from Houston, El Paso, or 500?
It's 800.
Well, all I know is the difference between El Paso...
It's a long way.
The difference between Houston to El Paso and Houston to Chicago, Illinois... Illinois is 30 miles. I mean, that's ridiculous to tell you how big our state is. Okay. Here's one for Corey. What is the state mammal of Texas?
Oh, man.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Live from the blank world headquarters.
Armadillo? Is that
yes,
a
armadillo. The armadillo is a state mammal of Texas.
I didn't know it was a mammal.
I thought it was a marsupial.
That's a random one. Here's an easy one. What's the state bird?
Mockingbird.
Mockingbird, yeah.
What's the state flower?
Bluebonnet.
Yeah, you're all over it. See?
Everybody knows those, right. Though, man. You know.
I knew the armadillo was a state mammal. Come on.
You could have said state animal. Mammal, I thought it might have been something else. It's got a shell. It's more like a turtle.
Here's a good one. I found this. I did not know this. What Texas town was the first ever rodeo held?
San Antonio?
No. West Texas.
Oh, it's got to be like Amarillo or something, or Lubbock.
Mm-mm. More towards in the El Paso, Midland area of West Texas.
Odessa?
Mm-mm. Pecos, Texas, in 1883 was where the first rodeo was held.
I don't believe that.
I didn't know that because I thought we got the idea of rodeoing from Mexico.
I don't know.
Well, who knows?
It was part of Mexico. 176 years ago.
Okay. Technically, it wasn't
the first rodeo in Texas.
Here's another one. We're coming to the end. We got three more.
Back then, it was called Tejas.
That's right. Which means?
The good land.
I think it means friends.
Friendship. It does. Friendship.
Yeah. The good land.
Yeah. You know, if Texas would have lost, it would have just been called the Mexican Civil War.
That's right.
And then
here you go. Speaking Spanish. I got one for you. Texas is the only state in the Union that at one time was its own independent country. Mm-hmm. We all know that. How many years was it its own country?
Like seven.
Yeah. I don't know, five. I'll say less than 10.
Nine.
Yes. 9 years. Just under.
And the president in office, I believe, was Sam Houston and did not want to join the Union, and they actually ousted him from office to do so. It doesn't really matter.
Hindsight.
We're our own country anyways. I mean, come on, really? Who's governing us here? Everybody thinks we're crazy anyways. All right, this one's good. I always pride myself because I knew this. There were six flags raised over the state of Texas in its long history. Name those six countries. I like this. I should do this more often. Some trivia.
Game. You're good. You're good, Alex Trebek.
Name those six countries in no particular order. You don't have to do it chronologically. Just name them.
Well, French.
That's one.
Spanish.
That's two.
Mexican.
That's three.
United States.
That's four.
Confederate.
That's five.
Has to be just Texas.
That's six. Most people skip on the Confederacy. Good job, fellas.
There we go.
Most people skip on the Confederacy because most Texans know we were our own country, and obviously the United States is in there, but a lot of people miss. And then somebody asked that question. Everybody used to think, I guess because there was a Portuguese presence at once, that Portugal was one of those flags, but no, we were in the Confederacy.
Yeah.
And then, there's a lot of great things about Texas, but there's some famous quotes out there about Texas, and we're going to end this podcast on one of my favorite quotes of all time about Texas. So it's going to be the last thing we say. So, if you're a Texan, listen to this, enjoy this week, enjoy your Texas independence. It's a great holiday, great celebration for us. If you're not from Texas, come on down here, learn a little bit of history, have a good time. But what famous, here we go. I'm going to give it to both of you guys. What famous quote did Davy Crockett say when he was not reelected to Congress and was leaving Tennessee for Texas? He was speaking to his constituents.
Screw y'all, I'm going to Texas.
No, plus, you can go to hell, I'll go to Texas.
Yeah.
And that's right, ladies and gentlemen. For everybody that's not in this great state, you can go to hell, we're here in Texas. This is the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. We are Rose Hill.
And we are out.
Guys, thanks for listening to the Ride with Rose Hill podcast, coming to you from the hill here in Cypress, Texas.
And don't forget, if you like what you heard, this is a weekly podcast where we'll be discussing all sorts of issues. Don't forget to tell your friends.
They can find us www.rosehill-live.com. And please, keep sending in your topics on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget to support your local live musicians.